Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey there, everybody. Guess what it is? You know, TGIF. Oh, yeah, and for us here on the Psychic Love Doctor Show, you know that means it's Rebel Card Day. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, yeah. So we are going to bring that into, you know, incorporate with our
It won't be
cards.
Angel cards, that's all.
No angel cards today.
I'll explain that when I get to me
okay,
part.
That's
when
right
I get to
you
me
do
part.
And I will explain right now that we're only using, as most of you already know, but it's important for newcomers to know we're listening, that we're only using regular playing cards. No tarot, no oracle, no other systems that are out there. And there are quite a few. So it's kind of what you prefer, what resonates with you. But for personal prophecy readings, as my grandmother taught me, ordinary playing cards is the only way to go. Also, I want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of the readings that we're going to conduct this evening. And that is my own personal preference because it gives me a chance to check out your life, the layout, you know, the landscape, the whole enchilada, you might say. Gee, I could go for one right now.
If I was hungry, I could. Yeah, they're great. They are. They're great with that sauce.
So it also gives me, a little bit of an understanding about who you are. So I want to mention that because it will take me a moment or so to be able to lay the cards out for you. And now I think I will turn this over to Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everyone. I want to remind you the show's for entertainment and informational purposes only. Also, would like to remind you, if you're international, please let us know, clearly know. We may miss you if you come in. As far as Facebook, that can scroll by fast a lot. There's a lot of comments. So if we miss you, just let us know. I did see Laura from Canada, international shout out. Same goes to the folks on the phone. If you're international, let us know. And we shall do so. We shall let you know. All right. See, Deb talked about the cards. I will talk about the communication, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in and get a show. That is our primary method of communication. So you call in, you'll hear a message basically saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. And it is a true statement. I called, tested it. Audio's great. If you hear nothing or if maybe the audio is really bad, I recommend maybe relocating where you are.
Because
you could be in a place with a lot of thick brick walls or metal. You know, just stop to make your cell phone chop chop. And then just read. I would call back if you can relocate, if you hear chop chop. Because I called. It was beautiful. Not always, but it was tonight. It was good. So that's the deal. And if you hear nothing, but you really got a problem, definitely call right back. Hang up and call back. 515-602-9676. I want to repeat that number. A lot of times we get some new folks that are listening on the internet.
The sooner you get online.
Oh, that is the moral of the story. That is
it
the moral to the story.
Yeah.
We get this list can blow up sometimes. We've had it one time. What did we have? We had like 10, I think, one time.
Or more. I thought it was up into the higher double digits.
No, that was listeners, that little graph. Actual
it was
phone
closer
callers
to us quitting, and we were like, no. No, no.
We just can't do it. Well, and it's earlier, call early. It's better to be early than last. First to last, because last might not get you a reading.
Yeah.
Facebookers, if we get, we will make every attempt to at least turn once to you folks. If things work out good, we'll do more than once. We just can't make guarantees. All right. So you can't call in on Messenger and get in a queue. There is no such thing. We wish there was. That'd be great. And it would be perfect for you folks too. But what we'll do is we'll make a formal announcement here to the Facebookers. I'll type it in first and then we'll audio it because audio's got a delay. That you should Messenger Deborah Lee, audio or video, your call, so to speak. Right? But Deborah bends the rules and she'll do whatever the hell she wants anyway. So I say that, but I might as well just be speaking some language that doesn't exist to everybody.
All right, get your little zexes in now.
Because that's what you do. Before the show starts, it's like we're a Nazi Gestapo regime. We're going to be rigid. We're going to follow Aussie rules. We're going to do this. And then once we start doing the show, it's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. That's like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Set me up to make a bad guy out of me is what she's doing. I'm getting set up.
You're male.
Set up.
Yeah.
So that's the name of that tune. Let's see here. I think I have got almost everything.
Except I have come.
Except, no.
When you're done.
That sound. That is the one night a week where we do not do angel cards. It is Rebel Friday, so we do a rebel card. So hence the rebel yell, the yeehaw. And that means when you hear that sound, just like the harps, that you must relax because your reading with Deborah has concluded. Don't, you can't keep it going. We have to keep going. Aquarius. I don't know. That is a it's a constellation. It's also a zodiac sign. Any other? Like, are we playing like Jeopardy? You just throw an answer out, and I got to guess the question.
No, they were. I was. You said to me before. You don't have to type it in. You can just tell them. So someone asked me. It was Rachel.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Hey, Veronica, pound sand. You're about to get booted. See you later, alligator. I'll tell you what kind of reading you're getting. You're getting a reading of a door slammed in your
face. Yeah, you know what, Veronica? You are terrible.
Yeah.
Don't come in here and do that.
Do you suck that bad or you have to try to poach people because nobody wants to go near you normally on your own?
Yeah, start.
I shall ban you, and I shall pee on your grave.
And they look so legitimate.
Some of them do. Some of them look really like illegitimate. I don't want to say that because that's kind of not where I want to go, but they look totally fake, totally bullcrap. And there's a pretty good chance that's not her picture. You know how people just grab pictures off the internet and stuff, you know?
A lot of those scammers sure do that. If you...
All right.
Okay, are you done?
No. International shout-out to Rachel in Australia. International shout-out to Sophia.
Oh, Sophia, I'm so glad you're here.
In Stockholm, Sweden.
And all of you, I'm glad you're here. We have something special for you when Jim is finished.
And
he's not done.
I can't finish when I'm constantly interrupted. Get the picture? Yes, we see. Remember that from that old song? So I fell for him, leader of the pack. All right. I was talking to the Facebookers. You know the deal. You know the routine. We get to you when we get to you. But the rules are going to be the same as far as when we do your reading on Messenger audio video. Rebel card means stop. All right. Now take it away, Tampa Bay, before we go to the phone lines.
Okay.
Do you need a napkin? I didn't get one. Should I get one to be safer? You
good? Yeah, would you?
All right. But she's talking anyway.
Okay,
so I
wanted to mention that I thought tomorrow night or Sunday night for sure.
Oh,
and I know for you, Sophia, Sunday night is a better night for you. So we'll look at that. Whoa. Okay, I'm trying to figure out where to start with this so it doesn't take a lot of time. All right, Jim, in the last, 2 weeks, we have visited a Walmart here where there was a really tragic mass shooting of Walmart employees.
It was tragic. It wasn't mass like you hear. Nowadays, we have so many masses, we think of like, 30, 40 people. No, but it doesn't matter. It was
like 10,
I think it was single digits, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it happened in a break room where they were like, you know, it was like shooting
fish in a barrel. It was one of
those disgruntled
nut job employees. Yep.
And then many of these employees had turned this guy in.
Well, they tried to.
He was the lead for them, and it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
He was a senior guy, yeah.
Because they worked the night shift, and he just pegged them off. you know, he killed people that were from, the youngest one was 16, and the oldest one was like in his 70s. And the store took months off, and they are, they completely
They reorganized it more than anything because they didn't want it to look the same for, so people would come in not automatically thinking, oh boy, so it would look different than what they were used to the regular.
So you must be wondering why.
But anyway, I don't know. She went a little bit too far.
This was 2 days before Thanksgiving of this past year, which for those of you internationally that don't celebrate our same Thanksgiving, that was like November 23rd.
Depending on, it's in the 20s. Yeah. It all depends on, you know, what Thursday rolls in. Yep.
The last couple of times we've been there, I have been able to feel that there's at least three of them that did not leave that premises spiritually, that they are still kind of like trapped between two worlds. It happened so suddenly, you know, that I could just feel their presence. And they're in a very unhappy state of mind. So I thought we as a group, it would only take a little bit, but I thought it might be very nice for us to, you know, using our energy, our spiritual power to try to help them to go into the light.
Remember, she's not talking on location.
We're going to do it right here.
Well, she was talking to me too. First thing I think is, how the hell are we going to do this at Walmart? It's like, no.
No, we don't have to go there. We can. And Sophia, excuse me. Sophia, I was hoping that you could maybe assist. And maybe you're the better person to do this. I learned how to do it when I went to a holistic metaphysical university.
All right. It's okay.
Oh, Catherine said something really scary. She goes, that is scary as shit because the very first job I got when I moved to Florida, right now, it went up.
She's just saying that would be scary. She's not saying something like that happened to her.
Was a nice stalker at Walmart.
She was a nighttime stalker. She stalked at night.
Stalker.
Yes. A lot of times.
At Walmart before they were 24 hours. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Before they were a 24-hour store.
No, they're still, not all of them are right now.
And I could only imagine a gunman coming in the break room and just unloading. And they, yeah. Well, this was a 24-hour store, I believe.
It doesn't matter. It was during regular daylight hours, Deb.
Right. So
it wouldn't matter even if it was or was not.
So I thought it could be something interesting.
Some here are and some aren't. It all depends.
Not everybody has to participate. But I thought it would be nice to, because going there, I feel them. And one is a 22-year-old African-American girl. She was so beautiful, you know, so loved by her family. Yeah, we're going to get them home. That's what Laura said. Let's get them home.
Maybe that is their home.
Well, but they need to go to the afterlife.
But as we've kind of seen, quite a few of them don't do that.
Well, you're into all that spirit.
A lot of them don't. A lot of them hang on to. If that brought, I probably doesn't. I don't know how many frickin' people would find Walmart giving them happy memories, happy places, familiar places. Some of them like don't want to let go of where they're at. I'm thinking people want to say goodbye to Walmart though. Who wants to stomp those grounds for the rest of their lives? I don't think anybody would.
Yeah, and it would be interesting, wouldn't it, if it were possible to get information, but I think it's a very tight-lipped Walmart these days. They have white crosses all outside, surrounded by a fence.
Hey, where I lay my head is home. That's home.
And like Laura says, they're really not home.
Unless they think they are. Unless they feel
and
they
what
are.
If there's reincarnation? They need to go to the afterlife. They need to, you know, prepare for the next life.
If they want to.
Yeah.
I think they would hear is what I'm saying. I don't think anybody's going
to. But I wonder if they move.
I don't think anybody's going to cling to Walmart.
I wonder if they would move stuff.
No, people are clinging to their old homes or their old ancient burial grounds. You know, that's a different ballgame. At Walmart, yeah, nobody wants to hang out there.
Sophie is saying they are in the waiting area due to the cause of death.
But, no, I have a clue.
Yeah.
Got to remember now, we don't know what was on that land before they built the Walmart there.
And that's it, too, because
so you might not be picking up on Walmart employees.
That's true. There are a lot of old, combat areas from Civil War.
I don't think there was in Chesapeake, but I'm going back further, like way
Indians.
Back in the, prehistoric, not prehistoric, but Native Americans. You know, just like nowadays, you notice how people hang around water a lot. That towns and stuff form around water. There's a lot of commerce. There's a lot of fishing to keep people alive.
True.
A lot of reasons for people to be in those areas back in the days.
There was a woman from Chesapeake who came to me very often. They were of Mexican descent, and English was their second language, but she had a son who was deeply disturbed about the new house they were living in. It was a brand new subdivision, and so we started using the cards on that, and I told her, he wasn't in the room, but I told her, there was a child molester back in the day of, in the 1800s at some point. And I said, he had buried children there. He killed them there and he buried them there. And your son is picking up on that vibe. So what I had her do is I had her go buy a brand new deck of playing cards. This has worked quite a few times in the past. It was something grandma called, we'll say a psychic cleansing of the area. And I said, you go get those cards and I want you to pull out all the face cards. And I want you to go out there where into your back area where there's trees and it's wooded. And I said, I want you to take them and I want you to place them, those face cards. And I said, that will be to represent the children that are there and hopefully there will be guidance, you know, divine guidance coming to help get this area cleared. We've done this before with an ancient Indian burial ground in Colorado. So I just want you to know that sometimes they just wander around. They don't know where they're supposed to be. And I just feel the three of them are clinging life here. Because it feels like they're not ready to accept that they were murdered. Okay. So anyway, I don't want to make a big thing out of it tonight, but I'll get with Sophia and likely look at Sunday night. That, because I know that works for her. She has Monday off. You know, for her to be up doing this stuff at 2 a.m. Yeah.
Truth.
All right, Sophia, yes, I will send the location to all of you. And we may get a chance to get out there weekend.
Let's back up on that a little bit, first of all. What does that mean to you to send the location, first of all? What does that mean to you?
It means what area, and I think...
I would assume you would put in the exact address and zip code so they can Google map it. Even if they're in another country.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll give you
that. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page here. I don't want just to say it.
I'd say we're going
We're not doing latitude and longitude shit here.
All
of
you have such a beautiful energy to you, all of you. And Sophia comes through, you know, she's like a lighthouse she's on these shows.
Make a commitment.
We're doing it tomorrow night. Well, Sunday night.
Oh, see? You bounced around.
No, I want to make it at Sophia's convenience. And her and I will get together. We'll have a video chat soon here, Miss Sophia. And we'll hammer out some details.
Yeah, but at everybody's convenience.
We're
not going to do it at 3 p.m. afternoon.
No. Time. I'm going to talk with Sophia first, alone.
When you're happening.
But after we get our work done in the morning, I will speak to her.
You're talking.
Yeah, it'll be in the evening time.
It's already tomorrow for her, but tomorrow, our tag.
You know, when we start going out ghost hunting, we'll take you all with us. And Sophia, it'd be great if you are there. It kind of scares me a little because, I don't know, we had a ghost hunter who would always give us she would put protection around us as we began, and then she would cover us with a very special prayer at the end.
Right.
Yeah, and Sophia's going to help us lead the reading.
Should we say goodbye or should we start actually doing readings, Deb?
Yeah. It was just that everybody's
just curious.
Interested.
Just curious. I mean, you get people that have been on hold for 35 minutes or so, and oh yeah, they're and the number's not shrinking; they're going up.
All right. So
take numero uno.
We'll work on that.
703 Virginia. 703. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, and we are speaking to Andrea. No.
Hello. Well, you don't need to jack it up. I can tell you that.
She's not there.
Well, I can tell you didn't need to jack it up, though, because if she said hello, we'd all fall off our chairs at that volume. Oh, I hear noise. Maybe she had to mute because she gave up on us. Maybe she had to go pee-pee, poo-poo, caca or something. 703. Okay, I'm going to put her back on mute. Hopefully we don't have some kind of technical thing, but we'll find out if the second caller is silent. We know that, Houston, we have a problem. All right.
Gotcha.
We're moving on to 310 California. 310, are you here with us tonight?
I'm here.
There. Hello.
Praise be the Lord.
Hi.
All right.
Hi.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Welcome to the show, and what is your name, please?
I didn't hear unmuted, but my name is Mindy.
Oh, hi, Mindy.
Thank you very much.
Hello. There's something in here that makes me cough. We've spoken with you before, Mindy.
Oh, fuck it is, Deb.
Okay. Yeah, I believe we have anyways.
Well, she would know. Don't you not think so?
Well, we've had a Mindy.
She doesn't remember.
All right, fine. So, Mindy, what brings you to the show this evening?
Well, it's a Friday afternoon and just winding on down a long week, and I'm interested to get a reading with the playing cards that you mentioned.
All right.
Yes. Oh, so she's a first-time caller.
Then you are a first-timer.
Well, when somebody says, I think I am, I don't think we should argue with them.
You're right.
That's like saying, hey, Jimmy, have you ever flown an airplane? And I'd say no. And then somebody says, well, I think you have. I was like, nah, I'm pretty sure I didn't fly an airplane before.
Right.
I kind of remember that.
All right.
Anyway, back to Mindy.
Well, since apparently you are new with us.
So she doesn't know.
I need to have a little bit of info about you that will help me establish a sense of familiarity as I go into your reading. Like, for instance, about just little details about you.
Well, you can ask a couple questions right up front, and since you're new, give us background that would help her answer those questions. So how about that?
Okay.
We don't need an autobiography. Just, you know, something, some information based on the questions you want to ask would be great.
Well, I'm a happy and grateful person. I am launching a new business. I have a wonderful daughter and some wonderful friends, so I don't know. I'm going to be making a presentation for funding, and I'm interested to know about funding for the company.
Okay.
Employment related.
I'm grateful about everything. I'm very happy about everything. It's been a long journey for me, and I think I'm on the right track.
Well, that's good then. So she's very positive. She's asking positively, not with dread, but with optimism. We like optimism.
Do you feel comfortable telling us a little about your business?
I would just do a generic way to say it's like an e-commerce business.
Oh, very good. You know, I just read something the last couple days that, you know, we're all hearing that malls are dying. Those physical brick and mortar malls, and they basically hold Amazon and other internet companies responsible for that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is,
50%.
Yeah, and now they're finding that the internet is a booming landscape for e-commerce, and that they said it would be the very rare business that could not, thrive on the internet. So is that what we should look at then?
more interested in the presentation. The presentation that will get me the funding. If that would be okay, that way.
Everything's fine. Yeah, since you're new, pretty much every question can be asked. Don't let the love doctor thing throw anybody off. That was just the biggest thing that made her popular way back in the day on the internet was 90% of you, all they wanted was love questions. But you could ask anything. Don't get into gambling. Don't get into gambling or lottery numbers. It's not that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Legal and medical stuff. Yeah, she can't really get into that either. But what you're asking is great. Employment related stuff like that's awesome.
You're so welcome. And I'm laying out your cards right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have a date where you are going to give this presentation?
I thought you said Sunday.
It's like in another week.
Oh, it's another week.
Okay, so it's a week-ish. That's cool. So, and are you like almost totally 100% prepared, or have you started? Are you halfway through your presentation? Where are you on it?
I'm almost there, like 90%.
Okay, cool. Are you working alone?
No, I've got business partner.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, Deb's got the cards on. I was just trying to throw some more info out to see if that would help. What do you got, Deb?
Wait. Go ahead, Mindy.
Keep going ahead if you have more info.
I'm sorry. It's like just to be super focused on the funding would be great.
Thank
you.
No problem.
I'm laughing because you're so kind.
Oh.
This is your time. This is your time. You want to. If you want to focus on whatever you want to focus on, you can do so.
Will your partner be joining you for the presentation?
Yes.
Okay,
that's a good question.
Your cards are telling me that you tend to be the more eloquent as far as a speaker than your partner.
Yeah, I had a lot of questions on that, but I didn't want to destroy all the time on the air, too.
And that you have a great deal of poise. You're also funny. You aren't going to come across as desperate or bored. You know, people, when you're receiving a presentation, they can pick up really quick Jim?
It's a presentation, and whatever the time like that is, you want to knock them out of their chairs.
Yeah.
And you want, and some partners, sometimes they're both really good and they take turns presenting. Sometimes one recognizes the other's strengths. Unless I'm doing 90% of the talk.
Yeah.
And the other one may jump in. Oh, I got some stats for you. Be stat person, you know. But it's all up. I don't know what they got figured out. Go ahead, Deb.
I think you're going to be very impressive. I really do. And is this presentation being made to say...
to get funding.
Financiers or... I'm trying to figure out what kind of...
It's a former boss of mine who's... So he's very supportive.
Okay.
So that's one opportunity. And then there's a whole group. But the first is this person and then a group.
There you go. Okay, so that was my question. So this first presentation is the one person.
And that is like an audition.
And it is, that is good audition, but she still wants to hit the ball out of the park. Still,
yeah, when you
though,
get in front of the group,
right?
I really think they are going to see the expansion of your idea, and they're gonna wanna put legs on this thing for you. You have great vision.
Almost sounds like a little like Shark Tank stuff going on here.
It does. It does.
Yeah,
really,
a little bit like that.
Yes.
And that's kind of way a lot of business in life is Shark Tank. They didn't invent that show to create an idea because it happened all the time.
Uh-huh.
People wanted to capture and put it on air.
One of our Facebook watchers is asking right now if it's going to be along the lines of a TED Talk.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, you should watch them. They're very good.
Is that like that movie Ted? Teddy?
No.
Wahlberg and stuff? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. They talk to his teddy bear? I don't know.
But anyway, I'm gathering from you, it's not like a TED Talk. This is a pitch meeting.
He says it's a lot like Shark Tank.
Yeah, or Shark Tank. TED Talks are about real innovation and life experience. It's more like Shark Tank. Yeah, you're right.
She has a freaking plan. She's ready to rock. She's got a path. She just wants people with the funding to jump in with her is what she wants.
And I think they need to. Yep. Well, I'm glad, Jim, that you grabbed that.
That's the Shark Tank. I love that show. I never saw the BBC one.
Yeah.
But back in my shipyard days and going out and we'd have a couple of cocktails, I'd come home and Shark Tank would be on ABC and I'd watch like that. That was great. Even the American version was great. But anyway, go back to this.
I've never seen it. Great show.
A lot of the regulars were Cuban. There was like three or four people that were like regulars on there. And it was a great show.
Well,
I shouldn't say it was. I think it might still be.
I really think you're going to gain fans. You've got charisma to bring.
Charisma!
You really do. And I don't want to minimize the role of your partner, but I see your partner is in more of a like supportive role who can assist you, like Jim said, as needed.
I mean, not everybody has that outgoing sales type charisma. Now, you don't want to come across as a car salesman, obviously. Investors see that through a mile away. They see it a million times. But somebody's got to have the eloquent gift of gab.
Definitely.
And you don't want the other partner to sit back and look like a retard. So they have to have moments where they come in. And if you want to make them like stat people, they go like, oh, our research shows this. And they'd be like, ooh. They got a brain there, you know, that helps them sell the sale.
And that's the thing, because I'm afraid your partner might bog them down.
Right, but you could just have that limited role if the cards are right. If that, you know, yeah, because we had to do this in one of my college classes, too.
Did you?
We had to go and do it. Two people go up there and you make this fake business and you go with a big sales pitch and you have to figure out who's going to do what presentation-wise. So.
Well, it looks very good for you, Mindy. If these were my cards, I would have complete confidence that you are going to go through this and become a winner.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how did you happen to find our show?
Good question.
You know, I used to listen to Blog Talk years ago, maybe about 3 years ago. And at that time, I was working from home. But now I am really working from home. And I used to listen to there's one medium that I like very much. Her name is Lizzie Starr, Lizzie. And
okay.
I used to listen to her show on Blog Talk. And I, you know, just like at a coincidence today, I went on Blog Talk because I thought, oh, it was such a long week. I finally got through what I needed to get done. And I would love to receive a message. And I saw that you read playing cards, and I thought, I'm very interested, because I read tarot.
You read tarot? You read tarot?
You do tarot cards.
Yeah.
Oh,
but okay, cool.
Oh,
so there is,
I would love
you guys
to
are the same but different.
Yes, I'm yeah. very. Yes.
Same but different. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
But the cards do very, very much for your service and your kind ways. And
first of all,
really
you're not done yet. Stand by, Mindy. You do not leave yet. No. This is your first time, so you don't know. Most of the time, every other show we do, we like to give people a nice little angel card. It's got archangels, depending on the card deck. But on Fridays, the angels, they take a vacation, and we pull up the rebel card deck, which can not be so nice necessarily.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're going to give you a single rebel card reading before you depart, and we hope that you shall return.
Yes.
We are a regular on Blog Talk Radio, so make sure you follow us. And we're also on Facebook, Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook, if you desire. First, here's your card.
Okay.
Subject is,
thanks.
And I'm going to mask the vulgarity, stuff is going down with your job. Reevaluate, change your perspective, or effing quit.
Is that your day job or not?
Yeah, well, you have to think about when we pull an angel card or a rebel card, you have to think about what that means to you. We don't know, like I say, you're a first-time caller, so we don't have any in-depth knowledge.
I don't even like that card.
Nobody likes half the rebel cards, man. They are what they are. It's Friday. It's Rebel Card Friday.
It's about that I'm leaving the past behind and moving along.
Yeah.
She may have already, this rebel card may be saying what she's already 90% done. She's already saying that. Yep. Well, awesome, Mindy. Well, we hope you
thank
keep
you.
Calling back. We do several shows. And,
okay, thank you.
Great. And we definitely want to know if you're getting ready. If people call us like you're getting ready to do this big thing. If we'd have heard back, we'd be like, oh, my God, we'd never know. I eat this alive. We never knew what happened, you know.
Or
sure.
And you can call closer when I get, I'm sorry, Deb.
Yeah.
She's busy. Deb is searching for Deb is searching for her crack pipe right now. So I'm going to give her a break, and I'll speak for her. If you call in when it gets really close, you can ask for another exact same reading. She might get a lot more info on it, too. So
yes, we'll give you more in the sense of more clarity about the, I'm mostly concerned about your group presentation.
Yeah, you know, because it is, and it's good that you're doing this first thing with the boss. That's
right.
Good. That's really, really good. And you should tell that boss, that ex-boss, that's an ex-boss, she said. So you know what?
Yeah.
Don't hold back on negative. We want all the negative. If it's negative, we'll put our little thick skins on and not, and we'll make it better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
And let your partner know, too. Say, hey, don't freak out if this person gives us a bunch of negative comments. That's, we need to know this before we go to a big group. We got to figure this out.
For sure. Well,
all right. Thank you so much.
What a lovely way to end my week, and I thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, we thank you. You held for a long time, so we appreciate that.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Yes,
same
you
to
you.
Thank you very much. All right. Apparently, Deb has not found her crack pipe.
I am looking for my cough medicine or in
cough medicine.
All
I'm
right,
just messing with her.
Mucus and I had a husband. I could never say that word. He hated that word with such a passion. So I'll tell you what. When we would get in an argument, of course I had to use it on him. So he'd be saying to me, and I'd go, you know what? Mucus, 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 and he'd be like, stop it! And he'd run out of the room. So that's a, I can't believe I can't find it, though.
I can't believe that you're about to have cardiac arrest over that.
Well, I know it's very irritating for everybody to hear me.
We haven't really heard you coughing too much. You've coughed a lot more using this stuff than you are right now.
I'm frozen.
She's frozen in time. No, she's not. Anyway, we're going to try 703 again. We had issues before.
Yeah.
Hey, are you with us, 703? You're back live.
Oh, my God. I actually fell asleep. I'm so tired.
Hey, Deb. We put somebody to sleep.
We did.
Our show must suck. Our show
sucks.
Oh,
my God. I get up at, you know, I get up at 5:30, and the last couple of days I've been getting up at 3:30 and 4:30 and rolling around, and, yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm listening to the show, and I'm like, I just fell asleep.
Oh, I understand. But you know what? We put you back on hold so you could finish your little nap. No big deal. And now we're back.
I've got the internet. Look at that.
And I don't know. You know, let's just do the show.
Everybody's quitting that office.
Really?
One girl, she's supposed to, today was supposed to be her last day, but she extended it, I think, another month because of the new job she's taking. And one girl's going back to school, she's leaving, and the other girl's getting promotion, she's leaving. So in 2 weeks, we'll be down another, you know, two people, and or like almost three people. I'm like, oh my God! Oh my God! If I get stressed out, I'm gonna walk out. I'm just gonna be done.
Andrea, remember, you don't own the business. Just do the best you can do.
I understand, and leave it
on the doorstep when you go home. It's their problem, not yours.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Not mine. But
yeah, they could call a temp agency.
But it rolls down and affects you. I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
I get what she's saying. It does. It does a lot.
This is so I can stay until June to have my health insurance. But my question is, I still didn't get an email. I guess I must have got an email first for that the background check, because I called the guy, and he was out for some surgery. And he said the first point of contact would be to receive an email, you know, about the background check. But it's been a week. So do you think it's going to come by Monday?
Who is running the background check and what type is it? Is it
the
just
car dealership.
Oh, so they're running one of those typical.
Well, no, it's more than that, because I guess they actually physically have to go and figure out what the jobs you had to make sure you weren't lying when you said you worked here or there or didn't or whatever. Because normally you just do a background check, it's back in, you know, within 24 hours.
I can't even believe that a car dealership can have the amount of money to afford that background check. When you do that, background check for an agent goes out, or maybe they say that. We're going to have people, a lot of places will say, hey, we're going to have people go out and talk to your references.
But the time I get the background check, I start the job, someone else is going to offer me something else. You know, it's going to be ironic.
So, Andrea, you're just waiting for that.
The background check to come through. And she's supposed to have heard an email. She hadn't got an email yet that there's any progress.
No, I haven't got an email yet.
Nothing.
Have you checked your spam and your junk?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And you call back to the prospective employer and say, I got no email.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that if he doesn't hear, he said he's on out for some surgery. He said if I don't hear anything by Monday afternoon, to give him a call back.
Okay. Well, something like that place might not be so well organized to me. So,
who's paying for this?
Well, she's not.
Yeah.
They are.
They are. You guys should know the person never pays for that crap. They do.
When you go to an apartment, they make dumping.
That's different. That's just an administrative thing. When you go to an apartment, pay for
any job that they pay.
Yeah. The job wise, that's on them.
Yeah.
That's on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crap. And that's amazing that a used car, I think it might be they might go talk to people. Because I can't imagine a used car dealership going out and talking to people. That's usually for like secret clearances or like that. That's really big time stuff. But it is what it is.
Crazy.
I have one of my adopted sons works at a very, we'll call it elite, car dealership here. And he's really more like a lead development person. It isn't like he handles money or a lot. But anyway, they are so anal about everything.
Well, yeah, they are, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What she's talking about is a different ballgame, and we shouldn't even hash that up.
Well,
she hasn't heard shit.
I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong, but I don't think it's their Monday either.
So Monday looks to be slow. But the guy said if you don't hear by Monday afternoon, to call him back. So it sounds like Deb's saying you'll be calling
him. Yeah.
You're going to hear from him.
I would say I'm kind of a dickhead about this when you've been waiting this long. Well, afternoon is 12:01 p.m. And if I haven't seen it at 12:01 p.m., I'm calling that SOB.
That's what I would do, too.
Oh, yeah, obviously you can't talk to him like that because he's a prospective employer. I'd be like, well, hey, it's 12:30,
hey,
it's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock, nobody, I haven't heard squat, I don't even know. Check, I am legitimate, don't waste your time, check me out. You're wasting everybody's time. Come on, check me out.
I got to tell you, Andrea, your cards have taken on, for this reading this evening, as offering you a fairy tale future, and that doesn't happen very often. But it's like the cards are often will say to us, the path of least resistance is, and for you, I mean, I'm finding this really humorous. Your cards are saying that you need to find yourself a really nice, wealthy man who will rescue you from the drudgery of the toil and headaches of you working. And give you a garden to grow or something like
I'm
that.
Trying.
Jim is
I'm trying.
Jim is like passing out with his head.
No, it's the face palm plant. I don't get this. I don't want to interrupt your reading. Finish your reading. We can talk about it after
the
reading.
No, palm plant. I see. No, I was just saying that is what the cards I basically wish for you.
Oh, that's the best solution ever, right?
Ever.
Ever. That's what all women should do on this planet. I just got born. We should raise me I should get ready to, I'm about 16, 17. I should get ready to go out and try to find a sugar daddy, right? That's your goal in life, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just saying, if all things are equal, here's your best solution. I call it the fairy tale reading, okay, because who's got the ability to go do that? You know, I don't even think Kim Kardashian could pull that off, maybe. I don't know. Getting some wealthy, well, she's already rich, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
That's like accepting failure if you do that. Failure should never be an option.
His birthday, this is going out to Rachel. His birthday is in...
Whose frickin' birthday?
I believe it's November.
What are you talking about?
Oh, she had asked a question.
We're in the middle of a reading. How the hell would Andrea know what you're talking about in the middle of her reading?
Well, see, Jim sends me mixed signals. On one hand, you said, why are you saying all of that when you could just shout it out?
Ah, I can answer that question. A, when you're doing a reading, don't look at that shit on the screen. You don't have to talk with people. Focus on the person doing the reading that had waited forever, 45, 50 minutes. Focus on that, Deb. That person can wait. Any other questions?
Funny.
No. I'm wrapping Jim off. If anybody wants to participate.
Remember, I'm not 18, 19 years old. I was an E6 in the Navy, been in the shipyard. Yeah. I know how things should be done and handled properly.
No, wait a minute. I think it was September. I don't know.
September morn?
I got seven sons here to worry about. Yeah.
Why do you keep... Why
I'm trying
keep
to remember
growing?
Kyle's
What are you going to get any more sons?
Well, I can't have more dogs.
You haven't birthed all those kids. She hasn't had seven things pop out of her little hoo-ha. Right?
Really,
all right. You got it? Everybody got it,
oh,
right?
My goodness.
Not like the old, what was it, like Little House in the Prairie or the Waltons type women.
I
no.
have five birth control failures, yes. And the other two, I emotionally adopted.
Ah, there you go. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because when you keep saying adopted, people are really believing you legally adopted.
What's the difference?
I was adopted.
A lot of difference.
Oh, Andrea was adopted. I don't.
She was
so.
Legally adopted, mm-hmm. weren't you? You were legally adopted, right? There's a big difference.
Yeah, 5 days old.
Wow.
You can't move on because I have not
done
her rebel card reading. This is weird because the subject of your rebel card reading is like a lightning bolt, like bam. Figure that shit out on your own.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's got a lightning bolt.
It's got a lightning bolt, like you're going to get hit by a lightning bolt, and you're going to, I think it's saying you're going to figure this shit on your own. It's going to be like an aha moment, I think is what it's saying. All of a sudden, out of the blue, when you don't expect it, you're like, bam, you're like, oh, crap. Now it's so clear all of a sudden, which is a good thing, because you got that going for you.
Awesome.
Well, Andrea, you're going to get it. You'll have that job. Everything's going to work out. That's my prediction.
That's your prediction. Right. It sounds like one
Me
of those.
It's taking a little longer than expected.
One of those administrative snags.
Yeah.
Yep. Always. Yeah. It always is.
And you know, those salesmen will have a good time getting to know you. A lot of times they're, you know, not 25, they're older. You just might find your sugar daddy.
Oh, so it's going to be basically an orgy coming up, apparently. That's good. It's good to know that you're going to an orgy where you're getting paid. Well, I guess some places do pay people in orgies, don't they?
There you go.
Like in Rome, had lots of prostitutes.
Oh, they did?
All right, anyway, we don't want to involve Andrea in that.
Okay, Andrea.
She's pure as snow. All right, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank
mom.
You. I'll let you know what happens on Monday. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
all right.
Appreciate it. All right. You ready to keep on in?
Yes, sir. I almost called you ma'am.
Yeah, you know what? Nowadays, we're supposed to be...
Oh, I bet that'll be...
Non-binary and non-this and non-that. I don't identify with anything.
I just filled out something online, and then they said male, female, or... Oh, well, wait, it was so funny. Not telling.
Oh, okay. Well,
I thought, gee, that's great.
I figured nowadays I might have six different choices. You know, in the old days it was male, female. Now it's probably got six different things.
And what is binary? What is that?
Or non-binary.
Yeah.
Or non-this, or non-that, or whatever, whatever. It's unbelievable. You know what it should say nowadays? It should say sex and just say, yes, I want sex. That's all it should say. Oh, why? Or no, I don't like sex. Because everybody can, then I want to identify as a tree.
Not telling.
A plant. I want to be a plant.
But it kills me. We say, yes, ma'am, and no, sir. And I'm wondering how the military is going to cope with that.
But, oh, well, you know what? They're going to use rank.
Yeah, they will.
They're only going to be allowed to use rank. And they kind of do now a little bit because of the, I think they started doing that a little bit. Drill sergeant, so it's going to be rank now to make sure.
Crazy world we live in, people.
You know what? Some people want to live forever. I'm glad I'm going to check out. I think it's going down the road of destruction.
Oh, you want to be here for all the gizmos that they're going to.
I would like the electronic gizmos, but I don't want to know about these people. Pretty soon people are going to have sex organs out of their face. I mean, it's just getting out of control. I identify as a male and a female, or on Tuesdays I'm a male, on Wednesdays I'm a female. And then on Friday, I'm a hermaphrodite, and you have to accommodate me, and I can be able to use any bathroom I want, anyone I want.
Okay, what do you do if you're a transgender?
What is that?
Isn't that where they're waiting for their surgery?
What if I am right now? You know what? I can't wait till they open the door at work, because the closest bathroom to me is the female's bathroom. And you think it's a joke, giant freaking building. You can't imagine the size of this building. Closest to the bathroom is a long walk. Email's really close.
And you're going to...
If they ever say, well, you know, you know what? Every time I have my coffee, I'm a transgender. I'm going to the female bathroom. I'll even prance if I have to.
Interesting he brings that
up. I'll put on a skirt if it makes me get into that female bathroom quicker.
When I went through training for the Army, I was one of the first three cycles of women in a male training boot camp, we'll say.
Yep.
So I was one of the first three. And we women, literally, when they tell you, okay, you've got 1 minute to go ahead and relieve yourself, we had to learn how to actually sit in a urinal. Yeah, because you don't want to pee your pants. And they will not allow you to pee outside.
I guess if you're really short, it could be a problem. I've seen women that are, you know, like 5, 9, 10, 11. They can pee in a urinal standing up without having to sit in it.
We try to not even think about the grossness of it. Because it's a co-ed bathroom.
I would never, ever, ever in my life touch a urinal as a guy.
No.
Because we don't have to.
Yeah, and then there's that splash thing that goes on, you know.
Oh, how about the old days? Actually, remember, it wasn't that old. The troughs.
Yeah.
Greenies.
Had it.
It was stainless steel. It wasn't like this 500-year-old. They still make troughs. And it's probably based on the Roman days when they had they were the first ones that did plumbing and bathrooms and all that stuff. That's what they did. And the troughs, you may like or dislike it as a guy, but you can get the most amount of people peeing at once.
You know, it's really weird in military training. Now they might roll out the red carpet for them all. But back in the day, everybody in the unit became constipated for weeks. Seriously.
For us, it was about 50%.
And
I was one.
Nobody had a period.
Well, I don't have a vagina, so I didn't have one either.
Because when women live together, they start having, it's weird. It must be nature. They start having their periods together.
I was constipated for like probably about seven to 10 days.
Yeah, it was bad. And their stalls don't have any doors on them. So if you're going to sit there, you know, everybody's going to be watching you.
Oh, Laura.
Oh, what did she do?
There's a show. What was this? There's a show. One of the shows I like on MTV is called Ridiculousness. And they show a bunch of those type of videos and stuff that people film. They will take submissions. And there was a guy, there's some kind of event going on. And some reporter's up talking to this guy. And he's like, hey, how's it going? Washing his hands. And all of a sudden the chick's like, what are you doing? And he goes, well, did I just wash my hands on her own? She's like, yeah, you did. And he goes, oh, shit. Because it was one of those big community urinals, so it looked like a hand-washing station.
But just remember,
whatever country he was in, I remember.
Some field medicine requires you to pee on somebody. Yeah. You know, and I was training as a combat medic, so we had to learn a lot of that field medicine. We never followed through, but we had to be prepared.
Well, because there's no way they can act. They can simulate real combat, but they can never make it happen. And in real combat, you have a pretty good chance really bad times you're going to do it.
You're just going to do it.
So they can't simulate it. They can just tell you, put it in your little brain, you might have to do this. And then maybe someday, God forbid, that you're in this really catastrophic war situation, isolated, people dying, whatever, and you remember, oh, they said I can do this, I got to pee. They're not going to practice.
I would say to him, you ever mention this again to anyone, I'll get you.
You wouldn't have to when it comes to life or death. No, everybody's going to be like, roger that. It's all
that's
good.
True.
Yep.
Yeah, it is funny how women and their periods. In fact, I wrote a paper for the metaphysical college that I went to.
I was wondering what you said.
I wrote it on how to have a spiritual.
Period?
Yeah. Yeah. And
I was kidding.
No, it was quite interesting.
I was joking.
Like, now, Rachel's here with us from Australia. Now, I read, now, this could have, you know, remember, this training was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, true that.
But what they would do is collect, women in Australia would collect their blow.
Yum.
Their what? No.
I said, yeah, I'm joking. Right?
Yeah. And they would put it in the garden. Okay.
I've heard of that.
And then I think it was out of Australia that the reusable tampons and things came out of. Because your people are more earthy. You know, you got all those, like, you know, kangaroos and stuff running around.
Remember now, you have one here, so what you think you know might not be true. She'll tell you if you're right.
Yeah, she will.
It is the other side of the game.
Yeah, but I read about a lot of ways that menstrual, we'll call it fluid, is full of all sorts of great nurturings and.
Well, you got it. Has to be.
Yeah, you know.
It was ready to create life.
It was. And the coolest thing I ever read was that PMS was the body being unhappy that it didn't get pregnant. Huh.
That's weird. That's a good theory. Who can discount it?
I don't know. But it was very interesting to learn all these different things. Now, let's say people in boot camp, women had periods. We would have to have used our wool socks. They were army green wool socks.
Oh, you know those days are done.
And you know, those girls would get so, imagine. How cranky you would be.
I bet those days are gone now.
Oh, I'm sure.
For the powder puff military that we live in.
They probably bring out a limousine full
of
feminine
products.
Yeah,
it's so powder puff. It's so powder puff. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? It is what it is. And like I said, I'm on my way checking out.
Sophia probably knows this. They put women in the old days. They'd put them in a moon lodge where they all kind of sat on rags. And they didn't come out till it was over. And warriors used to drink it.
Well, first of all, you can't say like the entire planet did that.
No.
Every culture had different ways. So when you say they, who's they? What part of the country, what part of the world did that?
I'm totally forgetting what country it was.
Because remember, back in the day, half these people didn't know these other people existed on the other side of the planet. So they weren't necessarily doing the same thing.
But warriors did drink it. They felt it had magical qualities.
But which warriors?
Like those that rode in chariots.
So all warriors on Earth, on the whole entire planet back in before Christ, all drank menstrual fluid, right?
Why do you do this to me?
Because I think you're making a general statement that's not true.
But maybe we're just dealing with general statements. You know, there is. All right, let's go on. Who is it?
All right, who's got menstrual fluid? Let's drink it. I will go to battle.
I dare you to do it.
I mean, I would say I'm a pussy. I'm not going to do it. I would not go with that dare.
About breast milk?
I wouldn't care about that. Well, it depends. Is it on tap? I don't want it. If it's on tap, I don't want it in a glass or in a jar or something. If it's fresh on tap, yeah, I roll with that.
Sophia, I get you.
What?
She said for many years, women took care of women during their periods. Yeah.
They probably had to because the guys weren't going to have any part of that shit. And remember now, we're not talking like 10 years ago. We're talking like, bam, thousands of years ago, you know.
BC.
Like before Christ. I don't want to say that because
Ron, we need her now.
Yeah, we got to do this because.
Yeah, go ahead.
So please.
But ring it.
Hey, you guys! Lisa!
Hey, Lisa, it's Friday. What's going on? It's
hello,
Friday. What's up?
Y'all. Oh, I'm going to a party.
We haven't gone out yet, right?
No, I'm sitting here drinking water to get prepared. I'm so dragging my tail.
Oh, that's
feathers.
What I always
I'm
do.
So tired.
The first thing I do to get psyched up or something is I drink water.
I do too. Don't you? No. All right, Lisa, how you doing?
I drink the tail of the cork.
Well, yesterday we had a little bit of a, you know, and then I said, you're pushing me away, and I don't like it, and you're hurting my feelings, and from now on, we don't go anywhere together at all. And he came up to me, and he put his face in mine. He wiggled his face, and he said, well, how did he say it? He said, as you wish. And then I left because I wanted him to walk. We always walk together, and I said, I'll be done with my workout in 30 minutes. I'll be right back. And he said, well, if I'm here, I'm here. And I said, and that's when I said, you know, forget it. We're not doing anything more together at all. We'll never go anyplace, nothing. And so then I came back a little later than what I had anticipated, and he was talking to me from his porch, giving me instructions on how to open my door. There was something wrong with the door. And then he yelled at me. He says, did you hear what I said? And I said, yes. And so did they heard you down the block. And so then I came into my place, and he didn't go for his walk until about 3 or 4. I fell asleep. And then today I came out into the yard, and he said, you know, when are we going to such and such place? And so I said, I'm sorry about yesterday. And he said, well, what are you sorry about? You're always saying sorry. He said, don't say sorry. So we've been yakking it up, and we're both going to the party. And what do the cards say, Deb?
First, what brought you both to this point where you were where you were saying that you're never going to go anywhere together? What did I miss?
He had bought a crock pot, and I said, I thought we had meals together. And then, you know, it's just been building up over days. And yesterday I just said, you know, you're starting to do things away from me. Are you separating from me? That kind of thing. And then I said, are we going for luck? And he said, well, if I'm here, I'm here, you know, after your workout. And I said, forget it. I said, I'm not doing anything more with you. We're not going anywhere at all. And then today, like I already told you, he said, when he first saw me, he said, when are we going to go to that place you wanted to go to? And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I was saying that yesterday. And he said, you always say sorry. You always say sorry. Don't say sorry. And so we've been yakking it up. And you know, we bought stuff together for the potluck, and we're going to the party. And I just want to know what the cards say.
What time are you going to the party?
Is that tonight?
Oh, it is tonight.
Yeah,
how many minutes from now? I don't want to do the time thing for you. When is the launch?
55 minutes.
Holy crap. Are you all dressed and ready to go, or do we got to speed this
up? I'm ready to go. I am so
ready. Oh, she's ready to go, Deb.
Ready.
So we're going to have to speed this up. She's already propped. She's ready to go.
Lisa, I think Jim just bottom-lined it here. and he had typed it on his computer screen to me, and I wish he wouldn't have erased it because he nailed it.
Sometimes I throw advice or comments out there, but I don't have cards, so I don't want the world to hear.
I asked him to hang on to it, and then it flew away.
I'm hanging on to shit.
He said, can you recall?
The bottom line is, this guy, because he's spent a lifetime in the gay world, doesn't have any idea like we all do. He's like near my age. He has no clue. No offense. You guys will probably hire a hit squad to kill me. How you women are so bizarre and jacked up and have multiple personalities. This is freaking him out probably.
He doesn't have the experience.
He doesn't know that all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh my God, you're buying a crock pot. What? Holy shit, I thought we were going to have our dinners. He doesn't know that's what women do. You learn that at our age, 50-some years old, that women, they're psychotic. They have multiple personalities, even the best women do. And this is probably freaking him out.
Talking about drinking menstruation blood, maybe that will help you with scare our psychoticism.
No. You got it wrong. I understand. I know that you women are all... Remember the book Sybil back in the 60s?
Oh, yeah.
That was a chick with 16 personalities. You know what? Now that I look back on this, I think y'all have 16 personalities. And he is not used to that, and it's freaking him out when she hits him with a different personalities.
He doesn't know if he's put her horseback with you.
He's not used to that. You're normal. He thinks you're probably abnormal.
And if you say to him, can I ask you something? I bet that man cringes inside.
Or just when you say, I got to speak frankly. This one thing bothers me. And you know what? When you're 50-some years old, you've heard that 100 times from 100 women or whatever. You're like, oh, here we go. Here's that other personality she's bringing out. She remembers like 4 months ago when I used this one bad word. Oh, back to you now. She goes,
He doesn't think that we're back together, Deb?
We're telling you what we are finding as our, what do you want to call it, our big announcement.
Well, what did the cards say? Did it go along with what we were talking about?
I wrapped them up. I've got to lay them back out.
I was going to lay the cards back out.
Yeah. Rachel just asked the question of the day.
I didn't see it because my computer is what? Rich says my, I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Rachel, underneath that, you've got it. Says, do you, Jim?
What do you mean, do I like women?
You don't come off as if you do.
I do like women. I like them as far as I can throw them. Just kidding. That's a joke. People say that all the time. I like women, but I understand.
We know you're joking.
I went through a period in my middle ages, like in the 20s and 30s, where I wasn't really sure. I mean, I wasn't going gay. I mean, I'm going to go vagina, but it doesn't mean I like it. Then I realized, you're born psychotic, and you get more psychotic as you keep getting old. We got it. And then I was like, when I got around mid-30s, I started getting it. All right, you're all whack jobs, okay? But I just got to accept when you all of a sudden out of the blue say, you know, I can't believe you did that. You didn't. I asked you how my shoes looked, and you didn't respond right away, so you must hate my guts. It's like, oh, yeah, that's women. There you go.
Hey, you better let him know you really want him going to this party, okay, Lisa? I'm sensing that he's very hesitant to go because the two of you keep having these impromptu arguments, and he's afraid that one's going to happen at the party.
Which, like I said,
not beyond the realm of, you know, reality.
If he was a 50-something-year-old white heterosexual, he'd be okay with it.
Is he afraid that I'll get jealous? Because he's doing, he's reading some of his,
his poetry? Is he reading his poems?
And I think the problem is he's afraid of it. We're all afraid of that, because that happened. He's afraid of it, but he doesn't know how to counter-react. He hasn't had a lifetime of dealing with women.
He's afraid you're going to flip out over, there's one woman in particular that is, I don't even think she's that attractive, but what do I know? Men have a different idea of what's you know.
Oh, that's a lie.
You all don't feel the same. No, no.
No, I know. Well, you... No, yeah, wait,
what?
I, you're right. I mean, you women pretty much know when a chick's hot. You all have like, a little tip of an iceberg of lesbianism in you. You do. You're always oh, my God, look how she looks in that bikini.
Think, yeah.
Do you think... I mean, I don't know. Gee whiz. I mean, we're both... We... I made a comment.
Yeah, punching out of this.
I said, you know, I don't. We were talking about some stuff, and I said I don't believe in cheating, and he said neither do I. And I thought, well, you know, why does he say that?
why did that even come up? That conversation. What gave that conversation come up?
Yeah, because you aren't.
Oh, I think
you're not
telling
even a committed couple.
You're not official.
You're not a committed couple.
You're not Facebook official. With
any kind of official.
Is everything.
You never sat down. And said, especially, and that's one thing, you're not 20. At this age, you say, you know what, we're going to get
committed. You see this being a problem then with this woman that's going to be all over him or whatever?
I didn't say she's going to be all over him. I think she's really going to like his work. You know, and here's the thing. It's not doing anything in public. You've got to relax. And be able to turn your back, talk to other people, and let him enjoy himself. You know?
Oh, God, yeah.
If you go around the corner and he's got his tongue down some woman's throat, you know, then I think you got something to talk about. Yeah. And something that would make you want to get the heck out of there. But I always get the feeling this guy I'm trying to think of a good word or a good way to say it. He's like always under surveillance, in a sense, with you.
I'm going to go with tunnel vision. I'm not going to ruin this party for myself.
No,
I have a lot of women friends. I don't know if there are going to be any guys there, you know. If there are guys there, I'll certainly talk them up.
But But really, why do you need to have tunnel vision? How about if you just accept that these women are people, you know, just people? And what would you do if one didn't feel well and he said, I'm going to run her home?
Oh, my God.
There you go. That there's the answer, Deb. There's your answer.
You should work on that.
I will tell you, I've had girlfriends that are different levels, and if you don't make that commitment and another girlfriend says, take me home because I don't feel well, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And if the other person gets pissed off, it's like, what are you getting pissed off for? We never really ironed out rules and regulations and exclusivity.
Well, yeah, I hope that this is a positive experience for me. I mean, I'm trying to get into a good mindset here.
I think it's going to be a great experience. He's just feeling a little iffy.
Well, you have to do it anyway.
You've got to go to these.
Good or bad, you have. We talked about that. You have to go to this. And what is it, like 45 minutes away or less than that?
He
said earlier today, he said, we have this party to go to. You know that, right? And then he said, you know, shall I go get this or that for the potluck? And so, anyway, I don't know. We'll see. Oh, he's calling for me right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, do you need to go?
Lisa.
Did she leave us?
Yes.
Do you need to go?
Need to go?
All right, get in touch tomorrow night. We'll be on the show.
Is there anything more I need to know or not?
That is a paranoid woman. She is freaking paranoid as shit.
Well, when we spoke previously sometime, I had said be careful. There could be another blow, and there was. So the thing
that was yesterday.
You got to go. You still have to go.
Stop trying to run away, honey. Really. Stay there and let this man be his own person until he's ready.
God, yeah.
You know, the thing is, a lot of guys have told me she suffocated me. She was smothering me. She had
I'm not going to do any of that shit.
No.
I won't do any of that shit.
Of course you're not. Of course you're
That's
not.
Not how, you know what? That's not how I operate. It's a party. I have a lot of my friends there. I'm going to enjoy myself. You know what? I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, do
it's
that.
Whispers.
Call me tomorrow. Bye, honey. Have a good time. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, everybody feeling sad.
What are you sad about?
For her, because it's like being afflicted with something. And the guy has done some seemingly narcissistic things over time.
But he has
And she's scared to death
he's
of everything.
He's not a baby killer. You know, and his intentions are good. He just he's out of his game. He
I'll tell you what.
At his age, what is he? About 50-ish? What? No.
Okay. Yeah, he's in his 50s.
But he hasn't been totally heterosexual during that time.
No, but you're right. During the years he was gay, he did not get the experience.
Exactly.
The rest of you have.
And I'm not making, I'm not saying anything bad about him. I'm not saying anything bad about Lisa. It's just that it's different.
Yeah.
It's almost like she is somebody our age, has been through this whole life of male relationships. And now it's almost like he might be a guy that's her age, but his sexual experiences are not with women.
Yeah, there was a 5-year woman in the past.
And that was so long ago, right?
And he got really badly hurt.
So that's why it explains a lot when she has these conversations and he freaks out. He's not used to that. He's not used to knowing that these are normal conversations that a woman's going to do.
And imagine if he actually was bisexual, what a struggle that would be for him.
If he was, he might actually maybe have a little more experience with women. Than
yeah.
No.
That's true. You're right.
So he doesn't know what she... A lot of the things she does to me are normal.
Yeah.
When she brings up all this shit out of the blue, it's normal to me. I mean, guys, like, so here comes this chick. Oh, she's bringing this weird shit up out of the blue, but that's what they do. He doesn't know that. He's like, holy crap, and he gets freaked out, pissed off.
But wouldn't you be walking on eggshells like, oh, I hope I don't make her
I would be if I was like 19 when they started doing that. You'd be like, oh, my God, that's why there's a lot of cheating in the younger years because guys don't know
I
how women
you're
are.
Right.
They don't know how women are. Then when you get like, every guy's different. When I started hitting the 30s, at my early 30s, and it's like, I did that, I got it. They're all like that.
Yeah, but you were still spreading your seed over.
I was, but it helped me knowing what they were like. So but I'm just saying, but I was like, I'm just not choosing one or two psychotic chicks. They're all kind of psychotic. Not like going out mass murdering, but you're all like all of a sudden getting these weird mood shifts.
Well, here's a
weird mood shift that you take to the extremes. She just said, Deb, you have to let me finish that. She got freaked out because he bought a goddamn crock pot.
Wondering if he was going to use it to feed himself.
To not cook with her anymore. Can you believe that shit?
She's just really insecure, Jim.
No, y'all are. I'm just saying, if I was 22 and a chick did that, I'd be like, what am I doing with a psychotic chick from that? At 50 years, I'm like, it's an expected reaction. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that you chicks are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, but you can't leave us alone, can you?
Because what did God give you? What is that one thing that God gave you that we want, Deb?
That's why you have to listen to us.
Right.
You
that's,
have to talk
and
to
that's
us.
Darwin. That's Darwin. We make fun of it. We make light of it. But, you know, either you understand or you don't.
It's just really sad.
And he hasn't. It's sad. He doesn't know. He has no idea.
No.
And she does, and that's why they're not on the same page.
So tonight will be interesting.
Oh, I can't wait. It could be everything was great. We don't know. Or it could be like, holy shit, catastrophe. We don't know.
This thing with the tunnel vision, if I were her therapist, that's, we would be working on that.
Because
to have to put yourself in a certain restrictive mode, something not right there.
Any therapist will tell you, you should not have to change yourself for the other person.
Oh, no, you should just be yourself, and if they don't like it, F them. That's what I say.
Unless
yeah.
you're trying to just get a quickie for the night, well, then change yourself. But if you're looking for a lifetime commitment, a soul mate, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you can't change yourself because it's not good.
No, because they're going to find out who you really
Either
are.
Either person. And it goes for the male, female. It's not a female thing or a male thing. You cannot. And that's why people that would like do these little courtships and get married and then never live together. I mean, that was a thing. It sounds good on paper, but people are on their best behavior. You put a ring on somebody, you move in with them, you never lived them before. Oh, shit.
You don't know what you're getting. Really?
You don't know. You know, you don't know. I would like, I'm a Christian person, all that stuff, but I think, you should actually live with a person. I say, people think I'm dumb, I say 5 years. Isn't that the over and under on divorces, right? 5 years-ish. They say about 5-6 years people get divorced or not.
Sometimes people have the perfect live-in situation.
Well, that's a whole
different.
They
put a ring on it, and boom, it's over.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think in the perfect world, shack up with the person for 5-6 years. Yeah, you know, like 100 years ago, that had been so frowned upon. And nowadays, it's like, you know what? That's actually legally smart.
Well, I was raised very conservatively.
Well, right. That's what I'm talking about.
We don't do illegitimate children, which I know is a very archaic term now.
Well, that
but,
term means nothing
you know,
now.
I
nothing
couldn't
at all.
Handle being ostracized through my breeding years, right?
Yes.
Breeding. So any guy that kind of got me a little knocked up was looking at a church or a courthouse. And I had to really beg him. I couldn't be the one.
And those days,
you know what?
That ship are gone.
Nobody's done it yet.
Gone.
Nobody's done it yet. And remember, though, my family came from the old country.
Well, that's the thing. See, now.
Now, I got to tell you, with Sophia here, my mother's Swedish. She was a racy, wild chick.
What?
My mother is Swedish. She was wild. You know,
Marlene?
Yeah. You didn't know?
I know she was Swedish.
She was a horn dog from...
Oh, Florida. I know that. I heard she was a whore.
A whore.
Oh, I'm sorry. She wasn't a whore. She just banged everything that was erect.
I don't know.
It had a checkbook too, right? She didn't go for poor people. Right?
I don't know where you're getting this information.
From
not
you.
True.
From you.
No, don't put that out there.
What poor... No. Peasant person did she have sex with?
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
I don't know the circumstances once I got older. I was busy with my own love life when I was...
Well, you do. Because you remember some of her boyfriends were rich and took you to expensive places.
Oh,
your dad was rich. So yeah. Guess what her mom was? An unofficial hawa.
But they weren't all bunched up together. They were one at a time.
No, I didn't say she was on a street corner. I'm just saying she chose her men. She made sure they had bank accounts, didn't she?
I don't know. I didn't know my mother that well, even though I lived with her.
You did know her. Did you ever have to go to some guy's house that lived in a trailer?
No.
I'm saying, of all her boyfriends, did you ever go to some guy that was living in an alley or a trailer, a poverty-stricken guy, growing up with your mom? No, she's not even listening.
You know what the thing is, though? Those days are long gone.
Sayonara.
The days where your father would go, if necessary, flip open a checkbook and say to the other family, how much? It's like a dowry, you know?
Well, they can do it now, but now it's about child support, not about
then
that.
Then I hear the stories that are coming out of the UK that I hear. I thought we were, you know... corny and slutty and everything.
Like what?
Here, those people are way more advanced than we
are. Give me some examples, because I don't think I believe them.
Well, I'm not going to out anybody about their...
Oh, so you have one source, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, two. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I do have clients over there, and we talk. But they have a whole different society there. Good. Than what we have. And I could not bring home illegitimate kids. So I racked up marriages. Very destructive thing to do. Very bad.
Because that made everything right. Right? You're bloody well right.
Well,
there we go. There's a UK song.
Should have been like Grandma said, keep your knees crossed and your mind on
Jesus.
Yeah,
Darwin says, that ain't happening.
My mother used to go,
that ain't happening.
She used to say to me, you've got the sex life, the sex drive of your father. And I think, boy,
yeah,
lady.
Wasn't she the pot calling the kettle black, wasn't she? Isn't that funny?
Okay.
It is.
Well,
but you know what? That's life.
It is.
Can you imagine? I'm kind of glad I'm not going to be here 300 years from now. I don't want to know what the world's going to be like on the path we're on.
I wonder if any movies have been made that are kind of tipping us off about the future.
There was. My favorite, I don't know the name of it. It was that one that came out, God, what was that, like 15, 20 years ago?
I don't know.
The premise was that all the intelligent, smart, successful people were not having kids. And all the dumbass trailer trash people were having 1,000 kids. So the entire planet became idiots. And this one guy can propel it into the future.
Is that what Zach talks about called Idiocracy?
I don't know. I don't know the name of the movie. But that's what it was. It's like these two great, successful scientists. Like, you know what? We shouldn't have kids, maybe. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
Rachel's saying The Matrix.
No, no, it's not The Matrix, no. Then you got this other guy who's like, I'm on name Billy Bob Jethro, living in a whole pit. And he had like 15 kids. And then eventually society got so stupid. And this guy that wasn't stupid got, just average guy, propelled in the future. And they thought he was a genius. Because you just know, because everybody was idiots because all the idiots were having kids. I think that's
interesting.
What's going to happen. I believe it.
You do?
With the heart. I believe that was a joke movie. Not anybody's lifetime. Even our great-grandkids aren't going to see that, but way down the road.
Well, speaking of the road.
Speaking of, oh, my God, holy
the
shit.
The road less traveled.
And Block Talk's going to kick us to the curb.
Oh, yeah.
Well, dear Lord God, Jesus.
Well, hey, guys, please join us tomorrow. Sophia, I will be in touch with you. I think it'd be lovely if you would help us with this.
Yeah. You guys will iron out the details.
We shall.
It'll be before Monday. You guys will iron it out.
Yeah.
We'll talk tomorrow and iron it out.
And you all. Geez, you've all become like family.
We
you know.
Family.
Oh, and Catherine, I see how you're becoming
what?
Saint in your message.
No, she said something negative, and I unhide it.
Oh, you just, she said.
She didn't say anything that bad. It's just 90% of you type something, and I always unhide it because you guys are regulars. You're not saying something bad. They have these little filters and automatic things that aren't people-oriented that try to hide stuff and let me unhide it. I unhide everything. I am not a Nazi as far as freedom
there,
of speech.
I've been reading. There is a concern about all of these bots.
We got to.
And I've heard that the UK is front and center with putting together, what would we call them? Not androids.
Gotta do it, Deb.
But actual robots that, I mean, are really getting lifelike. So anyway.
It's going to be like 400 or 500 years at least, so don't worry about it.
Take care, everybody. Tomorrow night. The wisdom of
it is what it is.
Everybody, thank you.